بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جاء أعرابي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله ما الموجبتان؟ قال من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة ومن مات يشرك به شيئا دخل النار رواه مسلم. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه says that a Bedouin came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He asked يا رسول الله Mal mujibatan. What are those two things that make compulsory, that make obligatory, that make something wajib? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him regarding his question. Nabi Akram sallam knew what he was asking, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied with the following: That person who passes away without associating any partners with Allah subhanahu wa taala, then he enters Jannah. And that person who passes away associating partners with Allah, he enters Jahannam. So two things make obligatory. In other words, when a person has iman and he doesn't associate any partners with Allah, he doesn't make any shirk, then that necessitates, that makes obligatory for him, it makes it wajib for him to enter into paradise. And that person who made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that makes or necessitates the fact that then he will enter into Jahannam. So from this hadith, we understand that a person who has iman, and even though his iman may be very, very small and very and tiny, the size of an atom even, that person will ultimately enter into Jannah because he has got tawheed in him. And this is what Allah Ta'ala wants, that we believe in the oneness of Allah and we don't associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we believe in one Allah with all His qualities and believe in Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we believe in His risalah. This is iman. And whoever fulfills the demand of this iman, then he will ultimately go into paradise, even though he may go to Jahannam initially to cleanse himself of the sins. Of course, Allah has every right, Allah has the choice to still pardon him on the day of Qiyamah and not send him into Jahannam at all. However, if he has to go to Jahannam, but because of his iman that he has, ultimately he'll be removed from Jahannam and he will be put into Jannah. Obviously, this hadith gives us great hope that inshallah, because of the iman we have, may Allah keep us with iman, may Allah make us die with iman, and raise us in the day of Qiyamah with iman, so that we can go into Jannah. And we have to be very careful that we do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and die with disbelief. The next hadith explains the similar, where an incident is mentioned. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعاذ أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعاذ رضيفه على الرحل فقال يا معاذ قال لبيك يا رسول الله وسعديك. Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala was the traveling companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word radif in Arabic, radif means a person is riding an animal or a horse or some conveyance, and he has a companion behind him, sitting with him. Mu'adh is extremely fortunate that he's on the same mount as that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, traveling together. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey then asked him, Ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, he gets his attention. So immediately Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says, Labbayka ya Rasulullah wa sa'adayka. I am present, I am at your service. What is it? Qala ya Mu'adh. Again Nabi Karim just asking him, O Mu'adh. Qala labbayka ya Rasulullah wa sa'adayka. Ya Rasulullah, I am present, I am at your service. What is it? Qala ya Mu'adh. Third time. Qala labbayka ya Rasulullah wa sa'adayka. Thalath, and three times to get his full attention. قَالَ مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ صِدْقًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ إِلَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ. That servant who bears testimony that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger, with sincerity from his heart, that Allah ta'ala will make Jahannam haram upon him. In other words, this person will not enter into Jahannam perpetually. If he has to enter into Jahannam for expiation of his sins and cleansing of his sins, that will not be forever and ever. For a short while, and then he will be removed. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا أُخْبِرُ بِهَا النَّاسَ فَيَسْتَبْشِرُوا. Now what a beautiful glad tidings. That we are told that you will ultimately go into Jannat as long as you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're going to get Jannat. So he said, should I not inform the people, Ya Rasulullah, so that they may become happy? Nabiya Kareem said, Qala, idhan yattakiru. No, then the people will become very lax. If you give them this glad tidings, then they won't work so hard. فأخبر بها معاذ عند موته تأثما متفق عليه قوله تأثما خوفا من الإثم في كتم هذا العلم. However, معاذ رضي الله عنه, just before he passed on, he mentioned it to a few people around him so that he does not become sinful in the sense of concealing a vital part of ilm, which is going to be beneficial to people like you and I who are coming so later in this world. Because of our weakness, we need that motivation, we need those glad tidings, so that we may have some hopes. Otherwise we are so weak that we feel we are committing so many sins and we are destined for Jahannam. But by listening to these type of hadith, that inshallah we'll get Jannah, it gives us some hope, and this knowledge was vital for us. Therefore Mu'adh radiallahu anhu mentioned just before he passed away, not in the time of Rasulullah SAW, but just as before he passed away, he mentioned it to a few people, so that, and that is how this hadith has reached us. And the reason why Rasul said that don't mention to them, because they will become lax. A simple example, a school, a class situation, if the teacher in the beginning of the year tells the pupils, listen, all of you are finally going to pass in the end of the year. Let's be honest, which pupil is ever going to study that year? He will take things lightly and he relax, he won't strive, he won't make an effort. But after making an effort, and then they are told that you are going to pass, then obviously they feel so good that they work so hard and they are given this glad tidings. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us, to strive, to endeavor. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُمْ مُؤْمِنْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. That person who intends akhirat, we all seeking akhirat, Allah says, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. But you have to really work and endeavor. سَعْيَهَا, like how a person should really strive for akhirat, and he has iman, that inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Such a person's effort is appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give the person Jannat. So we have iman, and our task is to preserve this iman all the time and die with iman. Inshallah, we shall enter Jannah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.